الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As we are drawing to the close of this very great and auspicious month of Ramadan, it may be just this few minutes left now, hopefully perhaps another day tomorrow, otherwise just this few moments that are left. And towards the end, our attitude of all our ibadat, even when the time of maut comes, should be a mixed feeling. On the one side, where we are regretful that we did not fulfill the rites, and we are begging forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. On the other side, with great hope that Allah Ta'ala in his great, great mercy will accept all our broken, useless efforts that we tried. Allah Ta'ala will not only accept them, but crown them with qabooliyat. Allah Ta'ala will crown them with acceptance. الإيمان بين الخوف والرجاء. Iman is between fear of Allah Ta'ala and hope in the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Fear, we know what our condition of our actions, our amal, what we have done, what it was, we know what the condition is, so we fear that. And hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind. And Allah Ta'ala appreciates small things also. So though we should also reflect that the month has passed, and really, what have I done? Whatever I have done, we find really I fall short tremendously. As far as quantity also, what were things we should have been doing, and as far as quality, perhaps totally. But then we also have the great consolation that it is narrated that the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, if they had left out 10% of the matters of deen, then they will be taken to task for that. And a latter part of the ummah, if they only do 10%, their work will also be done. So Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi explains that this 10%, for in the times that we are living in, is not the quantity, the quality. Like 20 rakats for namaz are compulsory upon us during the day from Fajr till Isha, including Witr, 20 rakats. So this 10% doesn't mean if we only make 2 rakats it will be sufficient for us now. No, that it is in the quality, that our ikhlas, if we just have 10%, if we just in our sincerity, in all our the qualities, if there is just 10%, that also will suffice for us. Of course, we must try how much more we can go. So that is just a consolation for us. So alhamdulillah, Ramzan rozas 29, 30, it's not that we say we just have to keep 3 rozas, 10%, and that is sufficient. No, the quantity will still be the same, but the quality of our roza, we know what it is. The quality of our Ramadan that we have passed, we know what it is. So for that, we have this great consolation that Allah Ta'ala will overlook. And Allah is most merciful, most kind. And we du'as we have to make and beg of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Also, now as the time draws to the close, whether it is today, whether it is tomorrow, we are coming to the end. We should not lose still sight of the fact that every act of ibadat is rewarded tremendously by Allah for the month of Ramadan. And as soon as it is declared that it is Eid the next day, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's the next day, then all those rewards we will be deprived of it. So this great month Allah Ta'ala has sent to us, it is a great gift that has come to us. And a guest that has come to shower blessings, not to eat from our house, but to feed us. A guest has come not to take from us, not to make a collection from us, but just to shower great, great ni'mat. And this month came with all the wonderful dastarkhan, the wonderful tablecloth, dastarkhan of all the delicious, delicious meals of spirituality, of roza. Roza is enjoyable, of Taraweeh, of Quran Sharif, of Sabr, of Duas, all the wonderful things are spread out here. Now this is going to be wrapped up. Like a person sitting at a wonderful dastarkhan, for us, physical, material things, we have value for that. Wonderful meals were there, and we ate, and we were not still full, but now the dastarkhan is being wrapped up. Then how do we feel? This is much more greater, the dastarkhan which Allah Ta'ala has laid out for us, and now the time for Ramadan to leave us has come. We should be really sad that now this great, great taking of this great, great meals, this great enjoyment, now we won't be able to. It won't be the same again. As soon as the moon is sighted, now all the rules have changed. Now this wonderful, if next year, Allah knows. Nobody expected this year's Ramzan to be like this. Allah knows alone what will be next year's Ramzan. Whether we will be here or not, what is our health condition, what are the conditions, we don't know. So this also, let us make tawbah, let us make istighfar. And still, let us take as much as we can. As a beautiful example is given, that a person is told to go into a beautiful orchard, wonderful fruit in that orchard, which has got three sections in it. And he is told, you are given this basket, and you can take as much fruit as you want to and fill in your basket. When the minute the basket is full, you can't take more. And you can't reverse and come back again. You just have to go forward. The exit is in front. So the person goes in, and the first section of the orchard he sees, Abad, what wonderful fruit there is. And he wants to take and fill his basket. Such wonderful fruit that he had never seen before. But as he wants to take, his eyes fall on the second section. And he sees that fruit is even better, more better than this first section also. So he says, if my basket gets full here, when I get there, I won't be able to take. So he doesn't take any fruit here. He goes into the next section. And Abad, that fruit is more superior, much more better. And he wants to fill his basket, but he sees in front there is yet another orchard. And that fruit is even more better. So he says, I won't fill here. I will go and fall there. When he goes there, he realizes it was just a mirror that was mirroring this fruit here. And in a mirror, always things look more better, looks more wonderful. And now he realizes, I'm gone out of the orchard. And I didn't fall any fruit whatsoever. And no chance to return. You can't return. You have exited. So like that with the month of Ramadan, we have come here, the first ashra, we went to the second ashra, perhaps we thought I'll do more, I'll do a lot in the last ashra, which is Itku Minan Nar, in which days Laylatul Qadr, the odd nights, I will do much more. The last night of Ramadan, the night of Eid, these are all great, great occasions, so I'll do more. So, and if a person didn't fill anything, and he's gone out. So even, but Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind, this few moments we have got left, or another one day, whatever it might be, Allah Ta'ala knows. But a nice example somebody gave, that like if somebody is dishing out sweet meat, or is giving out, at the beginning usually they follow the rules very much, that all must come in a line. Once a person has taken, he can't get again. He mustn't come second time again. And only these people will get who qualify for it, for on whatever criteria. The other people, they won't be able to get. So he gives out according to the rules. But at the end now, all have taken and they still left over. Then normal the procedure is, now it's just given out. Now no rules apply. You don't have to come in a line. Who took can take more. who didn't get and who didn't qualify, they also now, it's all like extra, the leftovers. So now at the end, by Allah, there is no limit of His mercies. And now the last bit that we have got, whether it's a few moments now that are left, or whether it is tomorrow's one more day also, now things are just being given out. So now let us not deprive ourselves. Let us not get involved and engaged in unnecessary talking and any other unnecessary pursuit or any unnecessary thing. Let us not get engaged. What also happens, people who are in i'tikaf, wherever, when they feel that now the moon will be sighted tonight, they already start wrapping up their bedding, etc. People, the women folk at home, that tomorrow will be Eid, you take it like for granted. Then, or even if it's tomorrow night, then for the Asr time, now like everything, we wrap up everything. Now get to the kitchen, prepare now, do some spring cleaning, do this, do that, visitors are coming, etc. No, tell the, by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion, it was just before Isha time, and somebody had come and they said that he has seen the moon. And then he was brought, so Hazrat, when they told Hazrat, this person has sighted the moon. So it was already, Taraweeh was made already. And it was near now for Witr Namaz. So Hazrat said, just let him wait. Let us make our Witr. As long as we don't know, for us, the rule, the hukam, is still it's Ramzan. We will get the sawab of Ramzan's Witr. So let us first make our Witr. And then we will hear from him. Whether he has cited, whether it's reliable evidence or what. And it wasn't. It was a very old man who couldn't even see properly there in the Khanqa. Where is he going to see the moon? But anyway, this was the what? Hazrat Rahmat, the Ahlullah. That day, we want to just stick our ears now, unfortunately, to the radio. Or to that phone, all the time the phone. Message must come now. Whereas they would be such that they would try and avoid that news. That the rule for them is still Ramzan till it's not established for them. So let us make the best of these last few moments. Let us not waste our time. The women folk also at home. Everyone and every year. And let us take this lesson for our whole life also. As Ramzan's time we realize the importance of time. Hopefully inshallah Allah put it in my heart. In all of us, that time is of great essence. Time is a very great treasure, the dawlat of Allah which He has given us. And nobody knows when His mort is going to come. So after Ramadan, also this time is valuable. The special more times, Jummah will come every week, whatever other special occasions. Now the 10 days of Zulhijjah are coming. These days, Ashur-e-Hurum are coming again. All these are all valuable days also. But so let us make value of our time, not waste our time. So Allah give us tawfiq that we have this. And if this feeling comes naturally, then make a lot of shukr to Allah. That Allah, you gave us this great auspicious month. We may try to keep our rozas. We try to make our taraweeh, our namazes, our tilawat, our khatams. But we make shukr for that. And we must make shukr also. It's very important. And at the same time, looking at the quality of what we had done and also the quantity. When we read and we listen and we talk about the great, great ibadat of the other people, is to make us understand that what is our quantity? That our quantity was nothing. And their quality also what it was. We fall short in everything. And then we just beg of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever amal comes in that way to an end, then inshallah that amal will be greatly accepted by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And together with that, this fear also all the time that I don't know if my amal is accepted or not. My namaz, my roza, my Ramadan, whether it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not, I don't know. I'll only know when I go in the qabr. When our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali at one time came, and he heard that our Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyasab, Rahmatullah Ali, had made a lot of people Hafiz. So he went and visited him. So he said, I heard that a lot of people became Hafiz by you. How many Hafiz did you make? Everywhere I'm hearing, he's also your student, he's also your student. So Hafiz Sahib said that I will only know in the qabr. What is accepted by Allah, that is what is accepted. And if it isn't accepted, then it is nothing whatsoever. So that fear also we have all the time. And shukr to Allah Ta'ala. If Allah took the work from us, somebody became Hafiz by us, somebody became an alim, somebody, whatever work, we must make shukr also. So inshallah, we'll make dua now to Allah Ta'ala. Allah accept from us. And dua also is not like a vote of thanks at the end. Dua is not a formality, but it is, we try our best to join our hearts to Allah Ta'ala. And that we are speaking to Allah, and we want taking, and we are begging of Allah Ta'ala. And at the same time, with that ihtiraf zunub, that my gunas, Ya Allah, that I'm not fit to be even begging from you. I've done all wrong, and now I'm coming, I didn't come to work whole month. In fact, I caused damages in the business. I did all wrong. And now, end of the month, I'm the first there to ask for wages. And I'm asking for a bonus also. It's impossible in this world with worldly people. But Allah is like that. Allah still gives also. Whoever goes and beg of Allah, Allah is most merciful. And Allah Ta'ala gives. May Allah Ta'ala accept from us. May Allah forgive us all our shortcomings. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم إني أسألك لأني أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين إنا كنا من الظالمين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على أهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم تفضل علينا بفنون الآلاء مع استحقاقنا بأفانين الإقاب اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتكفل برضا خصومنا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا اللهم آنس وحشتي في قبري اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم
واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت، وعلمني منه ما جهلت، وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, oh our most merciful Allah. Oh our most kind Allah. Oh our most forgiving Allah. Oh our most loving Allah. Oh Allah, you love your creation. Oh Allah, you love your creation. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, you love to forgive, oh Allah. When we forgive, you love the act of forgiveness, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you are Ghafir, you are Ghaffar, you are Ghafoor, ya Allah. You are Ghafoorun Rahim, you are Ghafoorun Halim, you are Ghafoorun Shakur, you are Ghafoorul Wadood, you are Afoon Tuhibbul Afwa. Oh Allah, forgive us for all our sins, oh Allah. You blessed us with the greatest of treasures, oh Allah. You gave us our existence, oh Allah. You gave us our ruh in our body, oh Allah. You made us connect with you through our ruh, oh Allah. You gave us the great ni'mat of Islam and Iman, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you have been so merciful and so kind. Your ni'mat are unlimited, oh Allah. Oh Allah, from our birth till now, what favors you have bestowed upon us, oh Allah. You blessed us right now with this great and glorious month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, what a gift you have sent to us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, what treasures this month has been with us, oh Allah. What gifts and treasures this month has come to us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us that we did not appreciate and we did not host the guests as we were supposed to, oh Allah. Forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, if every host says to his guest, forgive me, I could not fulfill your rights. Oh Allah, this great guest of yours that you have sent to us, oh Allah. We could not fulfill the rights in the least, but oh Allah, in any way we could not in our quantity of our ibadat or in our turning to you, oh Allah, not by day, not by night, oh Allah. Oh Allah, in the qualities we have been absolutely deficient, oh Allah. Oh Allah, but you are most kind. You gave us tawfiq of whatever little broken efforts we could make, oh Allah. They are not even fit to be called efforts, oh Allah. You bestowed us with this ni'mat and we destroy them, oh Allah. You give us the great gift of roza. What a great, and for you, that it be kept solely for you. But we destroy that quality of the roza, oh Allah. You give us the great gift of namaz, that we can connect with you. You are giving us this awful opportunity of dua, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let it be with you, oh Allah. Let us our connection be with you, oh Allah. Let us appreciate this dua's treasure which you have bestowed us with, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you are the only doer of everything, and you have all power and you have all knowledge, oh Allah. For us to turn to you is what a great honor, but yet we don't turn to you, oh Allah, except these little humble broken duas of ours, oh Allah. Oh Allah, in this gathering of ours, there are great, great ulama, oh Allah. There are great, great huffaz, oh Allah. There are great, great pious and righteous people whose beards have become white in your worship and in deen, oh Allah. There are those who have sacrificed their life for deen, oh Allah. There are those that have made deen their mission of life, oh Allah. People throughout the world, what great qualities everyone has got, oh Allah. Oh Allah, by the barakat, oh Allah, of those servants of yours, who you love, oh Allah, whose ibadat you love, oh Allah, except from all of us, oh Allah, except all our ibadat, no matter how we did it, but you are most merciful. You have said that you buy our nafs and you buy our maal, which is rotten, and in return you give jannat, which is pure, pure, pure. Oh Allah, when you make us yours, we are rotten, you are pure, oh Allah. And you, Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak, we are really rotten, but you are pure, and give yourself to us. Oh Allah, of your own accord, you become ours, oh Allah. Now all our marhumeen, oh Allah, all who are living, have mercy on all our marhumeen, our parents, our families, oh Allah. Have mercy upon all of us, O Allah. O Allah, all the ibadat in the world that has taken place, the number of Quran Sharif that have been made khatam, the amount of taraweeh and namazes that were performed, the amount of rozas, O Allah, your wonderful clothes, great, great servants of yours who fulfill these, and they fulfill them so well, O Allah, in their sadaqah and barakah and their tawassul, O Allah, make us also yours. Forgive us, O Allah, make our whole life that you are pleased with it. You declare it. It is not worth it, O Allah, but you declare it, O Allah. Our past, our present, our future, O Allah. O Allah, O Allah, all of those, all the ibadat of the world, give us a full share. All the du'as that are being made, give us a full share. And in their sadaqah, accept us also, O Allah. O Allah, all who are ill, give them shifa, O Allah. Who are spiritually ill, we are so spiritually ill, O Allah. Physically, mentally, whatever illnesses they are, remove them all, O Allah. Give us all wilayat, O Allah. Make us all your friends, O Allah. O Allah, make our complete and perfect islah, O Allah. O Allah, whoever have got financial problems, remove their financial problems, O Allah. In whichever way it might be, O Allah. People are having what difficulties, O Allah. O Allah, whoever are having differences and fights and arguments, marital problems, wherever they may be, whatever type, remove all of them. Grant love between everyone, O Allah. Grant proper understanding. Let us fulfill the rights of everyone. Stop every zalim from his zulam, O Allah. O Allah, give every mazloom his full share from your unlimited resources, O Allah. From your unlimited qualities of hilam and karam and jood, O Allah. Give everyone his full share. O Allah, have mercy on all the Muslims of the world, O Allah. Whether it be in Syria or Palestine, O Allah. Whether it be in India or the Rohingya Muslims, O Allah. The Muslims of China, O Allah. The Muslims of Mali, wherever. O Allah, all the refugees, O Allah. All the little children that are destroyed, O Allah. All women, old people, sickly people, O Allah. What condition of the refugees in the world, O Allah. People who are displaced, people who are stranded, O Allah, have mercy upon all, O Allah. Remove this virus that is in the world, O Allah. O Allah, remove it completely. It is in your qudrat, and you know why you have sent it, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us and remove those causes of it, O Allah. O Allah, let deen come into our lives, O Allah. Complete and perfect deen, let it come into our lives, O Allah. O Allah, remove all our problems and our difficulties. Open our masajid, O Allah. Open our madaris, O Allah. Open haramain sharifain, O Allah. O Allah, let us appreciate these ni'mats which you have granted us, O Allah. Let us, O Allah, let us appreciate our masajid. Let us appreciate our the haramain sharifain and our madaris, O Allah. Let us respect and honor our ulama, O Allah, our elderly, our parents, O Allah. O Allah, everything that we have to ask of you, without asking, you know all our needs, and you know what we should be asking of you. Grant us all that, O Allah, with afiyat and salamati, O Allah. And everything that we should be asking protection from, O Allah, protect us from it with afiyat and salamati, O Allah. O Allah, grant us all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirat, O Allah. O Allah, those who have sacrificed for deen, and whatever difficulty they might be facing, remove it, O Allah. O Allah, grant us your pleasure, O Allah. Grant us, ya Allah, you be pleased with us, O Allah. Save us from your displeasure, O Allah. Save us from tests and tribulations, O Allah. We are too weak for any imtihan and test, O Allah. Without testing us, pass us, O Allah. You are Malik, O Allah. Everything is in your hand. You do as you please, O Allah. We beg of you. You are not answerable to anyone whatsoever, O Allah. O Allah, show your special mercies, and you do. You are so kind, O Allah. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, make our life of dunya a life of great enjoyment and pleasure, O Allah. Make our mortal time of great enjoyment and pleasure. The life of the qabr, the day of qiyamah, when we will have to be crossing full sirat and all the other trials, O Allah, make it easy. O Allah, in your mercy we beg of you, of all your choicest servants in the world, wherever they may be, O Allah, that you grant us Jannatul Firdaus without us being worthy of it. Have mercy on our marhumeen, O Allah. Have mercy on all our people, the old and the weak, the sick and the frail, those who haven't got food, those who haven't got shelter, those who haven't got clothes, O Allah, those who people are making zulm on them, O Allah, help them, and O Allah, grant the best to us in every way, O Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك عالى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.